Blackstone Audio presents The Tempting of Thomas Carrick by Stephanie Lawrence. This book is read by Matthew Brenner.
Chapter 1. April 1848. Glasgow.
Good morning, Mr. Carrick.
Thomas looked up from furling his umbrella and smiled at Mrs. Manning, the middle-aged receptionist seated behind her desk to one side of the foyer of the Carrick Enterprises office. Mrs. Manning held out a commanding hand.
Let me take that for you, sir.
As the door to the stairwell swung closed behind him, Thomas strolled across and dutifully handed over the umbrella. Mrs. Manning's thin lips curved approvingly as she took it. Despite her habitually stern demeanour, she had a soft spot for Thomas. The company offices occupied the front half of the first floor of a building on Trongate, close to the bustling heart of the city, and the widowed matron ruled over her empire with a firm but benign hand.
You have no meeting scheduled this morning, Mr. Carrick. Just a discussion with the colliers late this afternoon.
Mrs. Manning glanced across the room.
And nothing's come in this morning that falls to you.
Opposite the reception desk, a long polished counter ran along the wall, and there were numerous pigeonholes set in the wall above. Before the counter, Dobson, the general clerk, was quietly sorting letters and deliveries. An ex-soldier and man of few words, he nodded in acknowledgement when Thomas glanced his way. Turning back to Mrs. Manning, Thomas murmured,
"In that case, I'll take the opportunity to go over last month's accounts."
"You'll find them on the bureau behind your desk, sir."
The foyer was panelled with fine-grained oak. The half-glass door through which Thomas had come bore the company name and logo, the outline of a steamship superimposed on a square crate in exquisitely wrought gilt signage. Round marbled glass bowls suspended by heavy chains from the stamped metal ceiling shed the steady glow of gaslight upon the scene. The ambiance was all restrained prosperity, the sort that was so assured no one thought to make anything of it. Yet it wasn't old money behind Carrick Enterprises.
Thomas's late father, Neil, had started the import-export business 35 years ago. As a second son with no inheritance, Neil had had to make his own way in the world. In that, Neil had been joined by his brother-in-law, Quentin Hemmings.
Although Thomas's father had died...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?